The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
We have the din of the Mishnah. The Mishnah has as a davar portion on Amud Beis that the Yisroel, to whom a Bechor is born, has to be metapel with the Bechor before it's given to the Kohen. Bechor Tam is given to the Kohen to be makriv as a carbon, where after the kohen, that kohen will have the right to eat from it. And a bechor balmum will be nechal b'mumoy, again, by the kohen. So before he gives it to the kohen, he has to be metapel b'bechor. And the discussion, the mission is only how long, how much he has to be metapel. Where does this din come from, of being metapel b'bechor? So the Gemara introduces the topic. Minoani mili amar avkana damakro, bechor b'necho titimli, kentasa l'tzoyncho, le'oschav dimache. It seems that the Gemara understands that the Torah imposes chiyuvim. Not only is there inherent dinim that are chal in, let's say, tevel. Talk the pasuk over there is talking about produce of Eretz Yisrael. It's not only that there's an isra, let's say, to eat without afroshes, trumas, and maisus. And then once truma is taken off, the truma becomes kodesh, that only a kohen is allowed to eat it. It also imposes dinim as to how the nesina of that Matnas Kuna should be given. Besides for the Kedusha and the Isurim Shabbat, there's also the Din Nesino, and the Torah imposes that it has to be given with a certain Surah of Shlemos, where it's given to the Kohen as a ready-to-be-used product. And the question is only, at what point are you Mekayim, is the Yisrael, the owner? Mekayim, that Tnai in the Nesino, that Chiyuv, to give the Nesino with a Shlemos, where it's given after he already raised it to where the Kohen could use it. The question is only as to the details, but that's the klal. Now, in defining this chiyuv, the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos brings the din of giving, like we said, bechor to the Kohen after tipul, after raising it, after making it roi. That's only a din, with 30 days, whatever is mavur in the Mishnah. That's a din. The Rambam stels to the concept that Kohanim, when they get matones kuhuna, there's a din of lemoshcha that's brought down. Lemoshcha means with a sense of royalty. The pasuk defines achilas kohenim, kohanim partaking of the matones that they have as a form of gedula. It has to be eaten by gedula. The concept, the Gemara says, even by korbonos, which were brought in the Beis HaMikdash, kodshei kadoshim could only be eaten by the kohanim. They should eat it in a sense, not eat the meat raw, not eat the meat not fully flavored. The Gemara's dogma, for us it will be something else. The Gemara's dogma is to eat it bechardel, to eat it with mustard, to eat it in a sense of royalty, of partaking in a royal feast. So too, the matonis, even though over here we're not talking about how to eat the basa, we're talking about being the tapel, that the koyin is not getting the behemoth like a farmer. Yes, he doesn't have to deal with a newborn calf. L'chayra, the first instinct of anybody who has a b'chor would be to dump it, get rid of it. Why does he have to deal with it? No. The koyin has to be given a fartig maton. He has to be given the maton in a state of readiness to be used. He's not given it as a farmer to raise that animal. He's given it as an animal to be nene from. Kol ze nichnas into the din of lemoshcha of matonos kuhuna. Now, what that says is that these impositions, like we said, these chiyuvim of how it's eaten and how it's given to the kohen, is all in the sense of the ownership of the kohen, the partaking of the kohen. But in the inherent kedusha of the bechor itself, l'chayra, there's no din of 30 days and so on. The only din l'chayra that it would have, if you would be makriv the behemoth right away, would be that it has to be shivas yom tachasimoy. There's a din in Parshas Emor. All behemoths have to be shivas yom tachas imoy. There's no being magdish of behemoth. That's not by yom hashmini. There's no being magdish and there's no being makriv. That would be true, obviously, by bechor. The question is asked, the briskerov, Rebero, in the chidushim that are printed b'shmoy, the question is asked that the Sifri seems to contradict this in the Medrash on Sefer Bamidbar, seems to say, and also in Sefer Dvarim, the Sifri is on Bamidbar and Dvarim, seems to say that there's a din mivchar, where the Torah says that one should bring the mivchar of Korban Oisov. One brings an animal, so of course there's a lav with a bit of lase to bring a balmum. Besides for that, the carbon is not a carbon. But besides that, there's a lav because and there's an assay. The Torah imposes a chiv on a person to bring the best schoira that he has. Mivcha carbon oiso, and there are many things that apostle. We see in Zvachim, Menachas, and so on later on, Tamura Me'ila, things that apostle we brought to Kamanis, they're not considered Mivcha in a basic sense. And the Sifri includes in the list of Mivcha carbon oiso also a carbon b'chor, which l'chor is impossible. When you're talking about being makav a carbon shalom, you could say you have 100 sheep, or it's not, you don't have 100 sheep, but there are 100 sheep in the shuk. Pick out the best, healthiest, fattest, most mechubadik specimen. But if the Bechor is born, what could he do about it if the Bechor has bad genes and he's born and he's thin and he's underweight and he's scrawny and he's not the prize specimen that you would want to bring to the car, but that's he was born that way. Bechor is kedosh kodesh me'elo. Even though Zedin the Bailam is miyachid, he's miyachid bepe the Bechor, but a Bechor is certainly something not that the Bailam chooses. How is there a din mivchar karbonoisov legabe Bechor? So one answer would be, for when it's brought. It should be brought in a zman when it'll be a mivcha. You're right, you can't choose the best, fattest, finest specimen, but choose to bring it later on. Which would tell us that the dinim of bringing the animal when it's already somewhat developed, after tipul, after raising it from a calf to turn it into a mechubadika carbon, would be part and parcel of bringing the carbon. It would be a chiv the yisul. It's not just a din in the nesina to the kohen, it's a din in the carbon itself. Not like what we just said. We just said that the din of matono chashuva lemoshko is a din in the nesina to the kohen. It's not a din in the Torah's hakorbonos bichlal, but it's a din in the nesina lekohen and the matnas kunin schusi amomen lekohuna befrat. So how do we understand this? So Reberel is quoted as having said that the din is that the animal, even if the Yisrael would not give the animal to the kohen. Let's say the Yisrael would be makriv a bechor by himself. And by the way, the carbon is not possible. The carbon doesn't have to be physically brought by the kohen. Zedin, he gives it to the kohen because it's this kohen. He's miyachin, he gives it to this kohen. And let's say not. Let's say the Yisrael brings the bechor as a carbon. Obviously, he can't. It has to be eaten by kohanim. There's a din that it should be mivcha. What would be mivcha? That should be fattened up. It should be mechubedik, like a regular carbon. And that's a din in the carbon itself, not a din in the matono per se. What happens, let's say you have an animal which is naturally fattened, you wait 2 weeks and the animal fills out nicely. It's a mechubedik sheep, it's a mechubedik cow. So then you can bring it without fattening it up. It's not a din in the how you give it to the coin, it's a din in the carbon itself. Mivcha carbon isif is a din in teres carbon, it's not a din in teres matnes kuhun. So that's the basic idea of this din of tipul bevehim. Let's ask a kasha. The kasha is asked by the Minchas Baruch. Minchas Baruch is one of the classic svarim of 100 years ago. A gevaldige sefer and all sorts of different inyonim. And a lot of the inyonim are binyonei kochim. He was close with Rav Meir Simcha, and he quotes him most often. And the Minchas Baruch, the Yanav Erov, asked the kasha, how do you wait? Mufutim is brought, you wait. Bechlal, the Mishnah is brought that you wait for 30 days to bring the Bechor. He says, what happens if Yom Tov would fall out within the 30 days? The halacha is, there's a outstanding halacha called Baal Ta'acher. Baal Ta'acher is delaying, pushing off, kiyum of any nidorim, or nidovis that person's b'chuyiv, most notably by korban. But by tzedakah money, more practical, by tzedakah money, a person shouldn't push off giving tzedakah money that he owes. If he pushes it, the share we paskin is b'sholosh regalim. If a person pushes the kiyum of his neder, of his choyv tzedakah, past 3 regalim, he's over on the din of Baal Ta'acher, as discussed extensively in Rosh Hashanah, in the Sugya Nedarim Daf Tal and Daf Hey. In any case, waiting 30 days, like it says in the Mishnah by us, could run him into a problem about Taka. Why? It's not Shalosh Rugom, because there is a Tanur of Meir that holds a Yoiva Beregel Rishon. We don't pass him that way. But L'chot is a Pashta Taina, according to a Meir. You have a Mishnah over here of Tipul B'chot. It doesn't say in the Mishnah over here that if Yom Tov falls in the middle, that you don't bring the carbon. Sorry, that you bring the carbon, this way you shouldn't be able to beregel achas. It says you wait 30 days, b'chol oifin. L'chor, according to Ramey, it should have to speak out that if there's a Yom Tov in between, within the 30 days, l'chor, there'll be already Baal Ta'acher. You have to bring it without being the kind of din of tipul b'chor. That's his kasha. The kasha is a good kasha in that it puts in contradistinction the dinim of giving it to the Kohen as to the dinim of Karbonis, one of whom is the dinim Baal Ta'acher. The answer l'chayru to the kasha is rather straightforward. L'chayru, one has to say that if there's a din in the Nesina to the Kohen, that it should wait 30 days, because that would be Nesina Cheshuva, like the Rambam says. You're not giving it to him as a farmer, you're giving it to him as a royal matoni. You give a Kohen a matoni, you give it to him with a sense of royalty. Not as a farmer who's supposed to raise a newborn animal. So you raise the newborn animal, give it to the Kohen Lamoshka with a gedula. If that's the case, what's the chiv of Baal Ta'achah? Baal Ta'achah is not a violation of the korban. Baal Ta'achah, like we says in Tzedakah, also Baal Ta'achah is a violation of your obligation to carry out that which you're mechuyev to do. You are noidiv, venoidiv, etc. to Tzedakah. You're mechuyev to keep that. Over here, you're violating your personal chiv of giving it to the kohen. Adirabba, you're enhancing the giving of the kohen that'll take place after 30 days. That's a bitl of Baal Ta'achah. That's l'choyre the teretz to the Michas Baruch's kasha. Let's bring a raya to this type of svar. Not a raya, but al-kopanim, the same idea. The din is that if there's a safek b'chor, we learned in the previous parak, and we'll keep on learning Mitzvah Hashem in the Masechta, that the din of a safek b'chor is yira ad shi'istayev. Let the animal graze till he becomes a balmum. Becomes a balmum, the kedusha zaguf goes off, and then the halach is that the Yisroel keeps the animal. A b'chor balmum could be eaten. The question is only by who? If it's a b'chor, it's given to the kohen. It's momen ha-kohen. If it's not a b'chor, so then obviously it can be eaten by the Yisrael. It doesn't have kedusha b'chor. When in doubt, the Yisrael is allowed to keep it. Why? The din momen, the algemein and klal, ha-moitzim echaveh olav harayah. And the question is, even if you have the klal of momen being keveya, that the Yisrael could hold on to it, l'choyra. The din of Baal Ta'achah is a suffix de'oiraisa, and the Baal Ta'achah l'choyra would have to be machriya, that he'd have to be mekayim his neder, and he'd have to give him a suffix. Why is that not so? The teretz is l'choyra, that if the existential din of giving it to the kohen is a din because of the schusei amomen of the kohen, then l'chayr it has to be consistent with the klolam of momen. If the klal of momen is hamaytze mechaveh olav harayu, the din starts with that the Yisrael is allowed to hold on to because hamaytze mechaveh olav harayu. If that's true, then memeli, you're not in violation of your personal obligation. The obligation is only insofar that there's a chiv that exists. If it's already gepaskin, hamaytze mechaveh olav harayu on the din, the schusei amomen of the kohen, you're not negligent in giving to the kohen that which belongs to him, that which is magialoi, that which is coming to him, so then you're not in violation of Baal Ta'achah. The Michas Baruch's teretz is somewhat different. The Michas Baruch's teretz is that stam Baal Ta'achah is on a chiv neder, not on a chiv nesin al kohen. Doesn't really explain. The way we're explaining the point is deeper. It's not the chiv neder and the chiv nesin. The point is that the Baal Ta'achah has to be that there's an obligation in place. That obligation in place imposes Baal Ta'achah if you're negligent in carrying out that obligation. We'll shteltzu another place where there's such a concept. There's a shaila halacha, an interesting halacha, which is discussed by the Pesukim of 200 years ago. The Chuvah Zgayni Basroi, others. A person has a suffix if he owes wages to a worker. A worker did the work. He claims the work was done negligently. It wasn't done. The worker claims that the work was done properly. Go to a bezdin. The problem is that if you don't pay the worker that day, there's a lav with an asin not paying a worker. If he doesn't pay, he's over a lav. What's he supposed to do? It's getting to shkia. Maybe he could go tomorrow to bezdin. Work it out by a rav tomorrow. But today, he has a suffix lav. Some poiskim want to say, you have to give the money. And then tomorrow you'll have to go into Bezin. You'll have to prove. The shoe will be on his foot. You'll have to be the moitzi to prove that the work was done negligently. It's keneged Svara. Svara says that if a person is a sofik where the work was done properly, you hold on to the money and you'll pay when it's proven in Bezin that the work was done to the satisfaction of the deal between them and the contract was niskayim and you owe the money. You're mechuyev to pay money that and then fight tomorrow to get it back. But what's the out? L'chodes the lav deraisa. The Teretz is the lav deraisa of Baltolin is only insofar there's a chiv mamet to pay. If there's a psak midine mamet of hamoitz mechaveh all of haraya, that l'chodes would impose a status in dine mamet of you're not mechuv to pay. When in doubt, don't pay. And then tomorrow, you'll go to bez. If it's worked out that you owe the money, you'll have to pay right away. If you don't owe the money, you don't owe the money. But today, if the din of Sofik is that you don't owe the money, you certainly don't have to pay mitzvah of Sofik. This is just a tushtal to the same idea of Bal Ta'acha. It's really a discussion. What happens where the Bal Ta'acha has absolutely nothing to do with the din of a neder has absolutely nothing to do with a moment. Where there's a din moment and din isser, where one is not shayich to the other, there's a question whether you'd be mechuyis to be machmir in a case of Sofik. For instance, a person made a neder to give tzedakah. And the question is whether that neder was chal. The question of a neder tzedakah is not a Sofik of moment. It's a question of nedarim. It's a question of yisiv ha'heter. Dinei nedarim are in yerideya. Nedarim primarily has nothing to do with moment. Happens to be in the neder of momoin, the kiyum of the neder would be over here, would be signing a check. Would we say, would we say, no? The kiyum of the neder is a kiyum of the neder. It stands by itself. That's a discussion in Iran in the Dorm Dav Zayin. L'chore, if the two are totally removed from each other, then you would have to be machmir. We're discussing only where the two are tied intrinsically to each other. There's a similar discussion over there in the Iran in the Dorm Dav Zayin, where there's a machlokes between the Iran. And he brings the opinion of the Raj, but not like his day. As far as Bal Ta'ach is concerned, we said Bal Tolin, those are chiyuvim that are in reference to being negligent in that which you are mechuyiv. If Hamaitz Mechavel Varai Paskins, that you're not mechuyiv, thereafter, the chiyuv is not a chiyuv. But in any case, that was the kasha of the Minchas Baruch. How do we deal with the Lamed Yoim over here? If Tipu B'Bechorif is a din of the korban to bring right away. Let's discuss something else now. We said as a given that the tzur of what you do, an animal which is a bechor, this is something that's only introduced in our parak, but before we didn't discuss this. An animal is born, a bechor is born to Israel, mazel tov, confirmed, it's a bechor. Okay, what does he do with it now? If the bechor is a bechor tam, so it has to be brought as a carbon. Brought as a carbon, who brings it as a carbon? It's a coin. It's a carbon that's given to the coin. What does that mean? It's given to the coin. It's given after tipul, after 30 days or whatever the shear is. It's given behemagasa, behemadako. It's given to the coin. The coin brings it as a carbon. The coin, that coin eats it. The Rambam in Hilchos Bechoros Perek Aleph Halacha Tes Vov says that bechor can be given to any coin. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that we have a din. There's a hierarchy of who carbonus are given to. Let's say there's a million kehanim in Klal Yisrael. Could a million kehanim come at will to the Beis HaMikdash and take whatever came to the people brought carbon shlomos? And the chazan v'sheikh was given automatically to the kohen, basa chatos was given to the kohen, and so on and so forth. A million kehanim come at will. There's what's called chov dalad mishmorois. Every 2 weeks, there's a rotating shift of kehanim. Every kohen had his mishmor that he belongs to. It's a lot of oimik, a lot of depth and beauty, the names of the mishmaras and what they represented. And it wasn't just some families of kehanim that had a monopoly for those 2 weeks. It was a facet of kehanim that were connected to the Rabban Shalom. The raya to that is that the kinois that we say on Tisha B'Av, there's a few kinois that talk specifically about the loss of the choftal mishmaras. It's not just kehanim based on Migdosh. There was a certain beauty. Choftal, by the way, is the choftal svam of Tanakh. And other places where we find the number 24,000 Talmidim of Rebbe Kiva, it represented a certain beauty, a certain shlemus of connection of the family Kehanim to the Rebbe Shalom, and connecting Klal Yisrael ultimately to the Rebbe Shalom. In any case, every 2 weeks there was a different mishmar of Kehanim, and L'choyre as a korban, the korban b'chor would have to be eaten by, it would have to be given as his course, to the kind of that mishma. The Rambam doesn't say that. So the Briskurov in Hilchas Bechoyrois brings this Rambam over there in Perek Alma Hilchas Bechoyrois, this din of Sheinosan Lecholko, and he brings from Yerushalmi that seems to say clearly that Bechor is given to Kehane HaMishma. You could say it's Machloek, it doesn't sound that way. Nobody points this out. There's no reason why there should be a Machloek. It's either this or that. So the Briskurov explains that there's really two ideas going on over here. he says that the din of Kahani Mishmar is that the Kahani Mishmar, since they're serving, they're the ones that the schus do the avoid those 2 weeks. They represent the kahuna. They represent Klal Yisrael at the Mizbeach. Their zoichim, mishulchan, gavoya, whatever was brought as a carbon, they represent that. They are the kahanim that are zoicha in mishulchan gavoya. As far as matnos kahuna is concerned, there's no din l'mashul that the kahanim that are on shift, that are in the middle of their mishmar, get truma. Truma is given l'chol kohen. What does that have to do with Bukhar? He says there's two distinct facets of Bukhar. There's the Bukhar that's brought, there's the din korban shabai, mitzad that kahanim mishmar would have to get. Look, it's brought as a korban, it's a korban shlomim, more or less. The Zrikas Hadam is less, it's only Shvichach Senegre Yisoid, but otherwise it's Kachim Kalam, it's basically a form of Shlomim, it should be eaten by Kehane HaMishmar. On the other hand, giving the animal to the Kohen is a form of Manzkun, it's really what we discussed before, Lagabi, the Din of Tipu B'Bechor. So he says like this, if there's a Din that the Yisrael should give to a Kohen, out to be Mekayim the Din Matono, that he gives L'chol Kohen. Once the Kohen has it, then when that kohen specifically, the kohen is not b'mishma. Let's say all the kahanim from Mishma Yehoirov, that was the name of one of the mishmaros, are doing the avodah in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash. He gives it to a kohen that he knows who's his neighbor in Yerushalayim in Bnei Brak. Very good. That kohen brings the animal to Yerushalayim the next time he's there. He brings it as a korban. It will not be eaten by kahanim Mishma specifically. Why? Because the din is, the Gemara learns that at the end of Bava Kama, Daf Kuf Yudal Kutez Vav. Interesting, there's a whole sugi over there about Zchus Kahanim Mishma. And over there it's Mavur clearly that a Kohen himself, even though he's not on duty, he's not on call, but when he brings a Kohen, the parts of the animal that are eaten by kahanim go to him specifically. The or the skin of the animal to be made into shoes or whatever it is would be taken by him, not nischalik l'kahanim mishmar. So okay, there's a din matono to give to a kohen. Mitzad datin, mitzad zchus a kohen, momen a kohen, similar to trumas and ma'isus. It should be given to any kohen, whichever kohen you normally give to, whoever you normally give your trumas to, that's who you give your b'chor to as Yisrael. He takes it, he brings it, he gets it. Let's say the Yisrael was not Mekayim that didn't give to a Kohen. He brought the animal by itself. It's kosher a korban. It's a Mekhor, that's Kedusha's Mekhor. It was brought on the Mizbeah. Who's now going to be Zoicha? Not every Kohen, only Kohen Mishma. Because they're being Zoicha now, Mishulchon Govoya. Where there's a interference between the two cases, like we said, a Kohen, he can violate the Schuse Momen and not give it to a Kohen and bring the carbon himself. There is one case where Schuse HaMamon will not work insofar as imposing the Chiv on the Yisrael like the Din of the Bukhar itself. The Din of Kiddushin Bukhar. Where's that? There's a case that's discussed in the end of the second prayer of Kiddushin extensively. It's what's called in Shas Yisrael Shiyarash Ma'avi Imoy Bukhar. Yisrael Shiyarash Ma'avi Imoy Kohen. You have Yisrael. L'chori has no sheiches, the true mismaisus and such. This is all Mamun HaKoyim, Mamun HaShevet. It happens to be his grandfather, his mother's father was a Koyim. Yena Koyim, his grandfather, didn't have any sons. His legal Yerush is his daughter. The legal Yerush is the daughter. Goes to his son, who happens to be Yisrael. His Edim, the Koyim's Edim, was a Yisrael. So that's who his grandson is. So he was Yerush in Schusim Mamun, he was Yerush from a Koyim, he retains that right. So let's say truma that he ashes from his grandfather is allowed to keep. He can't eat it. He'll sell it to a kohen at whatever price he could sell it for. So over here also he has no din to give it to a kohen. He can bring it himself. And then it'll be eaten by the kohen HaMishmar. Like we said, mitzad the din of the carbon itself. Ha'omnam. Yesh lodun, is that so poshut, as a hanoch, as a given, that the din of a Bechor Tam, maybe the din of Bechor Tam is to bring it as a korban. It's not the version of the pasuk. It doesn't say specifically what to do with the Bechor Tam. Bechor Balmum, the Gemara Darshins, to give to a kohen b'mumah, it's nechal b'mumah, as Matnas Kuna. It doesn't say that din by Kedusha is Bechor Tam. Maybe Bechor Tam, his din, he doesn't have to give it to a specific korban. His din l'chadchila is to bring it as a korban, and then it's eaten by kohanim. What's interesting is that the Braisa that lists off, we know this Chavdal Matnas Kuna. We mentioned Chavdal before. Another expression that Chavdal is the Chavdal Matnas Kuna. The Chavdal Matnas Kuna is listed in a Braisa. It's mentioned in Bava Kama in the beginning. It's also closer to us, closer to home. Chul Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. The Braisa that mentions Chavdal Matnas Kuna, one of them is Bechor. Rashi says over there that we're talking about Bechor Tam. There's a Matnas Kuna called Bechor Tam. Bechor Tam is a Matnas Kuna. Bechor Tam is a din, you have to bring in the carbon. No. Bechor Tam is a din that is Chusei HaMomoin, Lechor Matnas Kuna is Chusei HaMomoin, to the Kohen. And Fakeret, Bechor of Balmum is not counted as a separate Matana. Why? Because it's Takana. The Iker Matana is that as a carbon is given to the Kohen brings and eats it. Bechor Balmum is a Chiddush, even though now it's not eaten as a carbon, but it's eaten, it has Kedushas Bechor Psulam Gdashim. In that sense, it's also given to the Kohen. It's a Tesefis on the original dinner Bechor Tam.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.